Okay, it's also from Shane Shmuel about Hanukkah. It's on page Kuf Tzadik Dalet. So he says like this, it says, and also in the prayer of Al Nisim, V'ata matul am be'esu v'osam, raftas vivam dantas dinam lukamtas nikamosam. It says, you Hashem, you fought their fight, you judged their judgment, and you took revenge from their enemies. So it's very interesting because the lashon of the tefillah is that Hashem did it. Hashem did the fight, Hashem did the judgment, Hashem did the revenge. However, it was also the Jews. I mean, the Jews were the Hashmonaim. So the thing is like this, that the situation there by the Greeks was a very, very dire and very, very difficult situation, because what had happened was that the Greeks used that combination of military force and a philosophy, certain philosophy, anti-Torah philosophy, where they put people at the top rather than God. That combination was very powerful, and it hurt the Jews very much, because a lot of Jews, because they were afraid of the physical threat, so they bought into the philosophy and used that philosophy as a way of getting out of the problems with the Greeks. So they adapted the Greek philosophy as a substitute for the Torah philosophy and the Torah religion. Like we see nowadays, that because we had a Holocaust, and many Jews are terrified of another Holocaust, so they buy into the Gentile foreign philosophy as a way of getting out of the threat and of basically abandoning Judaism, because they have a different philosophy. So that's basically the Greek Malchus, kingdom. Now, basically it comes from the fact that the Jews who sort of jump out of, drop out. So it's basically from, because the fear leads them to have basically a hopelessness, they're depression, basically. They go into some kind of a depression about being Jewish, and they become hopeless. So this is their way of getting out of that problem. So basically, the core problem is the lack of optimism, or called lack of faith. That's their core problem. So what happened was that Hashem put a certain extraordinary faith and optimism into the Hashmonaim, or the Jews that were still loyal, that they shouldn't give up, that they should be maybe super faithful. They should think that a few people could defeat the big army, which is a tremendous leap of faith. So, whereas the vast majority of the Jews, unfortunately, had lost faith, even regular faith, these few Jews, these Hashmonaim, they had super faith, and they thought that they could defeat the army, which at the end of the day they did. But this is something which Hashem actually, somehow, he put this spirit into them as a reward for not becoming hopeless. But then he gave them this extra level of optimism that they could defeat the Greek army. Now, he says, that's why the language here focuses on Hashem. You rafters vikvam dantas dinam no kamtas nikmasam. You made the fight, you made the judgment, you got the revenge. So Hashem helped these chashmonoim. So basically, in a certain way, it was his fight. So basically, it's a lesson. It's a lesson that we learn every Chanukah. It's a lesson of never to become hopeless and helpless about one's ability and one's faith and one's ability to succeed in Torah and mitzvahs. Of course, we see that it was so difficult for the Jews at the time of the Chashmonoim and the Yevanim, and still Hashem gave them that extra level of determination and eventual success. So the message of Chanukah is not never to abandon the ship, but to remain steadfast in our belief and our faith that Torah and mitzvahs will succeed. And as we said before, that we will have the land of Israel, we will have Torah, and we will do mitzvahs, even though we had a Holocaust. We keep the faith. This is because Hashem is helping us do have faith. So he says, also in a symbolic way, the Gemara makes a statement that the wick and the oil, which you're not supposed to use for Shabbos, you can use for Chanukah. It has a halachic reason. You say, but Ma'en Madlik, a lot of wicks and oils are not good for Shabbos. They flicker. They're not so steady, so a person might fix it. So the Chachamim prohibited using those low-grade wicks and oils on Shabbos, but they allowed it on Chanukah. So even if the candle goes out, it's okay. But so the symbolic statement is that there are certain Jews who cannot be turned on by Shabbos. They don't get lit up on Shabbos. Because for Shabbos to reach a Jew, he has to have a certain refinement of spirit. He has to be a Jew who wants to get ready for Shabbos on Friday, so then he's ochel for Shabbos and the spirit of Shabbos. But not every Jew is on that level to connect to Shabbos. But every Jew can connect to Chanukah and get lit up by Chanukah, because Chanukah doesn't depend so much on the person, it depends on Hashem. Hashem decides to inspire a person on Chanukah. Shabbos, the person has to prepare for Shabbos, and then Shabbos and him will connect. But Chanukah, even if he doesn't prepare, Chanukah can inspire him. Chanukah created that special inspiration for Chashmonaim to take on such a seemingly impassable war, and they were successful. So too spiritually, every person can be inspired on Chanukah, even though maybe not by Shabbos, but certainly by Chanukah. That's the symbolic statement that wicks and oil, which are not good for Shabbos, can become good for Chanukah.